This place is hell!
Sir?
I've got another bloody sore.
Sir?
It's the size of a threepenny bit. Look.
Ah. Fella belong, big fella master. Make him sing out too much. My word.
What?
Me fella, me savvy him. My word.
Oh, for God's sake. Fetch the corrosive sublimate.
Sir?
Fetch the corrosive sublimate for my sore on my foot, savvy?
Savvy?
Well, get it then.
Sir?
Oh, go away. Go away.
Martin, what's the matter?
He won't go away.
Billy, walk about.
Righto. My word.
What were you shouting about?
I've got another bloody sore.
Please don't use language, Martin. Not while your uncle's away.
Look at it, Aunt Rose. Look. My ankle.
You need some corrosive sublimate. You should have asked Billy.
Never mind.
Your uncle swears by Lysol.
It hurts like hell.
Your skin will get used to the sun, dear. After a few years.
Oh, God.
We present Meeting Jack by Sean McKenna, a play based on an incident in the life of Jack London, with William Hope, Teresa Gallagher, and Jonathan Keeble. Meeting Jack.
May 14th, 1908. Yesterday, at sea, we passed through our worst thunder squall, the most terrifying thunder I have ever heard. It was overwhelming, the silken blue suffusion of the lightning, followed by the most fearsome crashing of rended elements. It was interesting for a while, especially being within a few feet of 10,000 gallons of gas engine fuel and 2 boxes of ammunition. But then one gets tired of the fireworks, the uncertainty and the racket, and begins to long even for a dead calm. And we got one, the deadest of dead calms. The sunset that followed, though, that was something. A vast miracle, gorgeous, suffusing color, softened by drifting smoke from the distant volcano on Savai'i. I don't have the words. Jack would have the words. This morning, we'll dock at Apia in German Samoa. And, no doubt, Jack will find us another adventure.
Mate woman! Mate woman!
Are we there?
We drop anchor in half an hour. Come on.
Samoa.
You won't want to miss this.
Oh, I'm coming.
Three points to starboard, Henry!
Good morning!
See what I mean?
Oh, Jack!
The harbor at Apia. There!
That beautiful bay!
A point to port!
This must be what God meant when he made the world.
Steady now, Henry!
It's paradise!
Excitement, Martin. Guess who has just docked?
Whoever it is, I hope he's come for me.
Don't be so ungrateful.
Aunt Rose, Samoa is a hellhole.
You were very lucky to be invited.
I suppose so.
You were a lovely baby.
All right. Who has docked?
Jack London. Jack London and his wife.
The writer?
Is he a writer? Gretchen just told me that he was famous.
Jack London? How amazing. We were all mad on him at Oxford.
Does he write nice books?
You must have read White Fang.
I don't think so, dear.
About a wolf cub?
Oh, children's stories.
But no, adventure stories, tales of the great outdoors, the Klondike.
Mr. Roberts, no less, has invited us to a reception for him at the International Hotel. If only your uncle weren't up at the plantation, he always misses the excitement.
Aunt Rose, what time is
that's
Mr. London?
That's a very nasty sore, Martin. You really should put something on it.
Mr. Why exactly are you sailing round the world, Mr. London?
Mr. London?
Mr. Priddy, I'm speaking.
But I...
Because I wanted to.
Yes, but why?
Mr. London.
Mr. Priddy, please.
The two most important words in any language are, I like. I like lies at the heart of everything we do, all philosophy, love.
But we can't just do things because we like them.
Why not, Mr. Roberts? When philosophy's maundered along for a month telling me what I should do, my heart immediately says, I like, and I go off and do something else. Actually, I think philosophy is a way of the philosophers justifying their own I likes.
That's very good.
Thank you, Mr...
Priddy. Martin Priddy. I admire your work enormously, Mr.
Not now, Priddy.
I didn't know my fame had spread as far as the South Seas.
What? Oh, God, no. I've only been here 10 days. I read you in England.
Mr. London, I'm quite sure that you can't be serious in what you assert.
It was very kind of your husband to give us that delightful lecture, Mrs. London.
Did you understand much of it?
Well, I think
I never do. He does speak wonderfully, though, doesn't he? I watch him from the back of the hall, and the hairs on my neck just can't help standing on end.
Really?
Look at that waiter. The Samoans are very handsome people, aren't they?
I've never really...
The highest of the Melanesian races, that I've seen so far, anyway. The men, especially. So well-formed, so masculine. Their legs, their chests, gorgeous.
Gretchen, do come and meet Mrs. London.
But if we all did what we liked, what would happen to civilization?
We might all be happier. That couldn't be too disastrous, surely.
Quite.
I'm sailing the Snark around the world for the doing of it. Not for fame and fortune, believe me. Just the old, I did it. I did it with my own hands. I did it.
I wish I could say that.
Can't you?
I've never really done anything.
From what I've heard, Priddy, you've done quite enough.
I'd rather win a water fight in a swimming pool or remain astride a horse that's trying to throw me than write the great American novel.
I'm afraid I don't understand that.
We stifle in the dull prose of life. I like to find the purple passage.
Mr. Roberts?
Excuse me for a moment, Mr. London.
Not at all. Forgive me for monopolizing you for so long.
Ah, Mr. Moore, good evening.
A very handsome sloop, your Snark.
Isn't she fine? Jack had her specially built. It took forever and almost bankrupted us. We should have sailed this time last year.
And you like Samoa?
Beautiful, quite beautiful. I must get some of those fans, and the basket work is much better than in Tahiti. Tell me, Mrs. Schultz, do you have any pet natives who could give me a special price?
God, Roberts is an odious old bastard. How can you be so patient?
He's made us very welcome.
Well, he's chairman of some committee. He has to.
Something tells me you're not in Samoa by choice, Mr. Priddy.
Choice? I remember choice. I'm here in Samoa to learn Uncle Gerhardt's business. He grows copra. My father thought it would be good for me.
Uncle Gerhard?
I'm afraid my aunt married a German, Gerhard Schultz. Bloody Germans. Bloody climate. Do you have sores?
Yeah, 4. One's as big as a silver dollar.
I have 6.
Have you tried hydrogen peroxide? My wife, Charmian, has yet to succumb. She claims to be a superior being, and she might be right.
Are you free for dinner tomorrow around 6, eh?
I guess so.
My nephew would be so thrilled. He's loved your husband's books ever since he was a babe in arms.
Really?
May I ask you an indelicate question?
Oh, I wish you would. Samoa is stuffier than Cheltenham.
Are you by any chance a remittance man?
You're definitely not supposed to ask that. But yes, I'm in deep disgrace back home. I get a shockingly small allowance from my father, which stops if I leave Samoa without my uncle's permission.
Well, that's rough.
Everybody here knows, of course, which makes it worse. And everybody sneers at one, politely. I can't wait to get away.
Much chance of that?
None whatever.
What was it, booze or boys?
I should be offended by that question.
This is the 20th century.
Only just.
Are you offended?
Do I look like a pederast?
Well, not especially.
It was gambling, as a matter of fact.
If we were in California, I'd set you up with one hell of a game.
Oh, I've given it up.
Of course you have.
I have, really.
What you need, Mr. Priddy, is an adventure.
What I need, Mr. London, is another drink.
Come, my friend. 'Tis not too late to seek a newer world.
Oh, that's Tennyson. I like Tennyson.
For my purpose holds to sail beyond the sunset and the baths of all the western stars until I die.
It may be that the gulfs will wash us down. It may be we shall touch the happy isles, to strive, to seek, to find, and not to yield.
There are some odd types here in the International Hotel. From Mr. Roberts, who is grand and imposing, and doesn't he know it, and doesn't he love it, to the funny slim Chinaman, Ah Chong, who shuffles around the room with strange little jerky movements when anyone says, "Ah Chong, dance for me." And there's a New Zealand merchant who's only 85 or so, and has a new wife and a 2-month-old girl baby. I asked him in a most respectful tone why he lived in Samoa. He looked furious, his eyebrows bunched together. "To raise children," he growled. "I plan 6 more."
Maid woman.
Mm-hmm, nearly finished.
Leave your damn journal alone and come to bed.
I won't be long.
Isn't one writer in the family enough?
My journal might come in useful.
Oh, yeah?
Adventures in the South Seas by Mrs. Jack London. Worth $5,000 to any publisher.
Leave earning money to me.
But why not? There's a house to finish the...
Now, hey!
We could use it, Jack.
I make enough. Put down your pencil and come to bed.
Yes, mate.
That's better. That's nice.
What are you thinking?
Isn't it a pity?
What?
Civilization gets everywhere.
People get everywhere.
English people get everywhere. And they bring Cheltenham with them.
It's Cheltenham.
It's like an English Saratoga, but much more proper.
Talking of proper, I said we'd have dinner with Mrs. Schultz.
And the one with a feather in her hair?
No, in green. Bird-like, dried-up freckles, you remember.
Martin Pretty's aunt?
I guess. She mentioned a nephew.
The remittance man.
Oh, him. He was sweet.
Poor son of a bitch.
Snuggle up, Jack.
I think I feel a sense of mission coming on.
You do?
Mr. Pretty needs a helping hand.
So do I. Snuggle up, Jack.
What are you sailing, Captain Johnson?
Me? A neat little yacht for Mr. Schultz. Catch rig. The Minota. Come and look her over.
You have good whiskey?
Oh, I knew you were a sailor, Mr. London.
I've been in boats since I was 12. I was an oyster pirate in Oakland Bay at 14.
You're joking.
Raided the government oyster beds. Had my own sloop.
God. Good times, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Me, French Frank, and Johnny Heinold at the Last Chance Saloon.
I'm afraid my husband is about to reminisce, Mrs. Schultz. But I'm fascinated. It might be unsuitable for feminine ears. Now, I bought some fabric today, and I'd really value your advice.
Oh, yes, of course, my dear.
Ladies. Oh. Go on. Our friend here has all ears.
Oh, absolutely. I left school. I couldn't graduate because I didn't have a suit. I got a job in a tuna fish cannery. 14 hours a day, 10 cents an hour. I saved what I could, and eventually my mammy, Jenny, the old black woman who brought me up while my mother was working, she lent me the rest to get the razzle-dazzle. Mind you, she took a bit of persuading.
And you were 14?
Prince of the Oyster Pirates, they called me.
How marvelous.
Well, it's mostly because French Frank's girl was queen of the Oyster Pirates, and she and I, she took to me.
You make me feel completely inadequate.
I don't intend to.
When I was 14, all I could do was conjugate a few Latin verbs.
You were born into money. Mr. London and I weren't. You do what you have to do, hey, London?
Right.
Even so.
There's no good or bad about it. I'm not telling you this to make you feel small or to make me look big. I had to get out, that's all. I signed on a sealing ship for 2 years. I came back. I got off the waterfront. I crammed for high school. I got into university.
You're making me feel worse.
And then I'm phrasing myself very badly.
I suspect Mr. London is more determined than most of us.
It's not that either. You said you were trapped here.
I am.
You're a rich man.
What? Apart from my allowance, I have £30 in bonds, a gold watch, and 2 cigarette cases.
You got a good brain, and an education, and a body that's young enough to get fit and strong.
But I can't do anything.
No, Martin, you mustn't monopolize Mr. London all night.
What can I do?
Are you writing anything new, Mr. London?
I'm always writing something new, Mrs. Schultz.
Mm-hmm. 1,000 words before lunch.
What, every day?
Every day. My wife keeps me poor. She's an inveterate snapper-up of native art.
I knew it would be my fault. Mrs. Schultz, defend me. Am I to blame if the hull needs careening? Do I personally attach the barnacles?
The captain understands, huh, Jensen?
I'm not married, Mr. London, but I've learned to stay out of arguments with women, especially about money.
You are much the wisest man in the room, sir.
Martin, ask Billy if he's ready to serve.
Billy doesn't understand a word I say.
You're having trouble with the lingo?
It doesn't appear to have any rules.
You'll pick it up.
I have. I'll give you lessons.
No time, I'm afraid. Martin's off to join his uncle on the plantation.
Soon?
Day after tomorrow.
Pity.
Yes.
You're sailing tonight, Captain, I believe.
There's a tide at 3.
Uh-huh. Where are you off to?
I'm blackbirding for Mr. Schultz.
You're hunting blackbirds?
He's recruiting native workers for my husband's plantation.
Recruiting some, returning others. I'm off to Malaita.
I don't envy you.
What's this, Jensen?
Excitement. I can smell it.
Malaita has something of a reputation.
Tell.
They still have cannibals there.
Cannibals?
You're joking.
Genuine headhunters.
We must go.
Not by yourself.
Mrs. Schultz is right. There are no respecters of the white man, I'm afraid. The Minota's last skipper was hacked to death.
What? No.
There are still tomahawk marks on the cabin door.
I want to see.
Be careful, Jensen. She'll offer you money for it and carry it home to California.
Gosh, you.
She'll mount your tomahawk scarred door in the house we're building.
What on earth happened?
Captain Mackenzie was dropping off some old plantation hands at Longa Longa. The night watch was sloppy. Asleep or drunk, I don't know.
The natives can paddle their canoes without a sound.
They got on board. They were after the rifles and ammunition, of course. And Mackenzie got in the way.
God.
And you're going back there? Mm-hmm.
I've got 30 boys to return and 30 more to find.
Aren't you terrified?
I run a tight crew, Mrs. London. I don't sleep a lot. I can't afford to.
Mm-hmm.
2 natives were killed, so we owe them 2 heads.
The islanders have a quaint system of justice.
They want 2 white heads.
In return for the ones they lost, yes.
It makes a lot of sense.
Please.
An eye for an eye. It's basic, but I'd say it was the law of life. I saw it in the Klondike. I saw it when I was on the road. Man's deepest instinct. Kill or be killed. Only the strongest survive.
I envy you, Captain Jensen.
Don't be silly.
Why not come along?
Yes, we will.
Thanks, that'd be great.
Always so impulsive.
Always.
It'll be an adventure.
It's very dangerous.
Adventures have to be looked for, gone after seriously. If you don't take a chance, you could find yourself trapped in a life you find quite unsupportable. Huh? Pretty?
Yes.
I'm sure Captain Jensen's could squeeze one more aboard the Minota.
Sure.
That's quite impossible. My husband is expecting Martin at the plantation.
But he's here to learn the business, Mrs. Schultz. What better way to start?
I'm sure Uncle Gerhardt won't mind, Aunt Rose.
You'd better bring revolvers and rifles, if you have them.
How many do you need?
How many do you have?
Martin, are you quite sure?
What time do we sail?
Oh, Martin.
Bravo. Look at that sky.
But you never see stars like this in England.
They aren't even the same stars.
Southern stars.
There she is, the Minota.
She's sleek.
Built for a gentleman in Australia. Not ideal for shipping workers, but
I expect my uncle got a cheap.
I expect he did. You'll be in the stateroom, Mrs. London, Jack. And you'll have to take your chances in the cabin with the rest of us, pretty.
That's fine. Mr. London.
Jack.
Jack. Thank you for rescuing me, Jack.
I didn't rescue you.
Well, it feels like it.
That wasn't a rescue, just a reprieve.
Ah.
You weren't exaggerating about the tomahawk marks.
Inch deep, look.
Excuse me, I have...
Yes, pretty.
Am I going to sleep out there?
In the cabin, yes. With the rest of us.
But the natives...
And they look so fierce, Martin, don't they? With those bones and sticks through their ears and noses.
We'll have to take it in turns to sleep, of course.
And being the newest, pretty, you're going to have the longest watch.
Oh, it's only 16 hours.
We're depending on you. If you fall asleep, we'll all end up being eaten.
And being so young, you're probably the sweetest. Yeah.
And a good meaty leg on you, too.
You'll slip down easily, accompanied by a smooth claret, I'd say.
No, human flesh is like pork.
Something white, then. A good German hock, maybe.
Delicious.
I don't think that's funny.
You look so worried.
Don't fret, pretty. It's all organized.
Well, I'll take the top bunk. Pass your typewriter, Jack. I'll stow it.
You always take the top bunk.
Sir, you're used to it. Stow my bag in that cupboard.
Oh, well, what's this?
There's someone in the cupboard.
Get your gun.
Are we in danger?
No, but you might feel more comfortable.
Now look!
Tasema, walk about right here.
That's a girl.
Sorry, master. Tasema, sorry.
It's all right.
Isn't she pretty?
I wouldn't go too close. Take a look.
Ooh, dear God.
Poor thing.
She's got Bakua.
Her skin's flaking off. God.
It's very catching. We'll find her somewhere else.
Does my uncle employ women on the plantation?
No, she was a present.
Lucky man.
She's a very embarrassing parcel. Her father is a chief on Malaita. He wanted a favor, so he gave me his daughter, Tasema.
What for?
Martin, even I'm not that naive.
Ah.
Actually, it was in case Big Fella Master belong white man wanted Kai Kai.
Really?
Kai Kai?
Food, pretty. Kai Kai means food or eat.
You mean...
I thought too much of my neck to refuse her. I'm going to take her to the mission at Isabel. If I leave her anywhere else, 10 to 1, she'd be kai-kai'd before I'm out of sight. The fleshy parts of a woman's forearm and leg are the favorite feast bit.
Well, they wouldn't get much off of her.
Quite often, they'll break a woman's arms and legs, tie her to posts, and immerse her in a stream for a few days. The running water makes the meat tender.
You're teasing me again, aren't you?
You are, aren't you? Oh, Lord.
May 18th. I don't care who you are or how often you sailed. There's something about shipping anchor in the middle of the night that stops the heart. Suddenly you're Columbus or Blackbeard or Henry the Navigator. Jack once told me about Henry the Navigator. His crew refused to sail beyond a particular headland because they thought they'd drop off the edge of the world. But good old Henry talked them into it, and they discovered Africa. I think it was Africa. I wonder what we'll discover. I wonder what young Mr. Pretty will discover. Somehow, I can't see him as one of nature's great explorers.
How did you sleep?
Morning. Not at all.
Too scared?
Too hot.
Jack said his typewriter, so I thought I'd take you in hand.
Oh, yes.
Your first lesson, I did promise.
All right.
You'll need the language if you're going to run your uncle's plantation.
Well, I'm not doing that. I'm going to escape.
You are?
Your husband gave me the idea.
Oh, he's full of ideas. What will you do?
Well, I haven't decided yet.
Oh, you still need the language.
Right. Fire away.
The most important thing is, every word has lots of meanings. Fella means person or thing, and you use it almost all the time. And belong expresses relationships. Nothing stands alone, everything is related. So, your hat or belt would be...
Fella?
Not quite.
Fella, belong fella.
Right. And you're not just fella.
I'm not?
You're big fella master, or big fella white man.
Big fella? Oh, I like that.
So, your belt...
Fella, belong, big fella master.
You're good, you're smart.
Well, I have a degree from Oxford.
That doesn't necessarily mean you're smart.
No.
Right, sun he come up.
The sun rises.
And so on. Walkabout means move. Going or coming, it's all the same.
Oh, say. It's getting very rough.
Oh, don't you adore it?
Well, I don't think I do, actually. Oh, Lord, I feel a bit...
You're not going to be sick, are you?
I don't know.
You're not. It's just belly belong, you walk about too much.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
See, he come up too much, my word.
I won't be long. A couple of hundred to go.
Don't worry. I've been teaching the boy the lingo.
He's nearly 26.
So, he's still a boy.
Yes, he is, isn't he?
He said you gave him the idea of escaping Samoa.
I think I showed him there were other alternatives.
Oh, don't encourage him.
He's got spirit.
Not enough. Sure, he could cope with the excitement. He looks like he needs some fun. But what about the rest, Jack?
Are you sitting in judgment?
Oh, he's not like you. He doesn't have your capabilities. It wouldn't be fair. Would it?
If I don't get this story finished and sent off, there's going to be no house to go back to in California.
Get it finished? We'll build the house. You always make things happen.
Mate woman.
Just don't make too much happen for Martin Pretty.
All right, I'll talk to him. Just let me get on with this.
May 19th. Jansen I like. He has a containment about him that... makes me long to hear his story. I'm sure he has a story. Every sailor does, but he's so concentrated on the job in hand, I can't see him letting up until we're back in Samoa. I wish young Martin would let up. He gazes at me out of those calf eyes till I can't decide whether he's bowled over by my glamour, or Jack's glamour, or whether he's so terrified of the plantation boys that he wants me to be his mother and keep him safe. They are ferocious, mind you. Like every schoolbook picture of headhunters. Bones and sticks through their ears, 10 or 20 in each ear. And some have pierced the meaty point of their nose and great spikes of turtle shell protrude alarmingly. They are very un-English. I'm sure Jack will speak to Martin. He promised.
Have some more whiskey.
Don't mind if I do. I've never seen anything as big as this sky. Nothing as dark. Or as silent.
It makes you feel humble, doesn't it?
Small, certainly. Insignificant.
Yeah. One night, not as dark as this. I rolled out of the Last Chance Saloon in Oakland Bay. I've been drinking 12, 16 hours. We've had a good week at the oyster beds.
Go on.
You must be sick of me talking like this.
No, I really want to know.
Because I'm famous? Don't fall for that one.
No, actually. Because... don't tell me the story.
All right. When I was 15, maybe 16, got into my skiff to row back to the Razzle Dazzle, and it came to me. Hey, if I don't find out what's beyond this bay, what's beyond those hills, beyond the other hills, beyond those hills, I'm just gonna die. All those places are waiting for me to come and see them. And I wanted to go then, that moment. Nothing was more important. So, I turned my skiff and I started to row out into the bay.
You were pretty brave.
I was pretty jingled. I must have put away a quart of whiskey that day. Not smooth stuff like this, either. After a while, I let go of the oars, lay back, let the tide take me. I looked up at the stars. Stars were clear that night. And I felt small, too. But not insignificant. I felt I was part of it all, that I was the universe, and the universe was me. And then I thought, this is it. This is the happiest I can be. I felt so damn good. Young, free, everything before me. And then I thought, the whiskey thought, I guess. I thought, I'm never going to feel this good again. So I slipped into the water.
Jesus.
I wanted to feel part of the sea, the way I felt part of the sky. I drifted, floated. The sun was coming up. It was the most magnificent dawn I ever saw.
And you survived.
And pretty soon the cold water sobered me up. I realized I didn't want to die. I didn't want to melt into the sea after all. I wanted to be at home in a warm bed. I found a spar to cling on to, and a couple hours later, a fishing boat picked me up. It was a pretty sorry sight, believe me.
What are you trying to tell me, Jack?
There's no moral to this story. Except, maybe, I've always been lucky.
And reckless.
I guess.
And brave.
I haven't always thought things through before I do them. I still don't, but that's okay for me.
But might not be a good idea for me.
Have some more whiskey.
You must think very little of me.
Why would I?
Well, you've done so much.
I struggled with the universe until it let me do what I wanted.
Well, I didn't struggle at all.
No?
I went along with it. I was sent to Eton. It was all right. Then University College. I read classics. Or rather, I didn't read classics. Not many, anyway. I drank a lot. Wasted a great deal of time with some very amusing people, all rather richer than I was. And I discovered roulette. And then poker.
And women?
The women of my own class were warned off, but yes, women.
I didn't want the women of my class. They were available, but I'd fallen for books. And the women in books were pure, superior. And when I got into Columbia University, Jesus, how I worked to cram for those exams, I was out of my depth. I was a sailor. I walked with a roll. I mumbled, muscle-bound and not remotely elegant like the women I met in their white lawn dresses. The women I felt I'd crush like butterflies if I touched them.
They're tougher than they look.
Yeah, I know that now. I lasted a term and a half at Columbia. Fell in love with Mabel Applegarth. Her parents were free thinkers. I was some kind of a social experiment to them. But they were kind, even when I didn't know which fork to use.
Those things don't matter, though.
Yes, they do, pretty. When you know you're doing something bad, but nobody's explained what, it matters. So, what happened to you?
Nothing unusual. When I was 21, I came into my trust fund. When I was 23, it had all gone.
So, you borrowed against your expectations, right?
Yes, it's a banal story.
Well, that doesn't stop it being tragic. Let me finish it for you. Your creditors pressed you. You had to tell your father. He shipped you off here with an allowance and cut you out of the will.
My brother Julian will inherit.
And in the South Seas, your life finally began.
You think so?
Oh, it sounds to me like the beginning of a great adventure.
I wish you could write it for me.
Oh, you have to do that for yourself.
Well, I am. I'm sitting here with a world-famous writer, out of the clutches of my uncle, about to visit a cannibal island. I still don't know what I want to do. What I can do.
do.
Opportunity will present itself.
Let's turn in. It's late. We're a little jingled. We'll be at Langa Langa in the morning. And maybe an adventure will begin.
You're right.
The clouds are thinning. I can see the stars.
The color of this water, like liquid sapphires.
It's awfully quiet.
Were you expecting drums?
Yes, I think I was.
Be thankful there aren't any. That would mean war.
There's nobody in sight.
Not in sight, no, but 100 pairs of eyes are looking right at us, right now.
I suppose they're armed, are they? Spears and blowpipes and things.
Snyder rifles. They can make a hell of a mess.
What would you do if you took the boat in close?
She's not going into shore. If I had a couple of guard boats, we'd go in close. But you can't get out quick enough without them if you have to.
What if she did go in?
We'd get into the whale boat, drop the boys, and get out of here as fast as God would let us. Most of the crew have relatives here. I can't be sure of them if things got tight.
Do we just wait?
We get the boys unloaded. Now.
Can I come with you?
No. Get the boys in the whale boat, Johnny. We're dropping them off.
Something's wrong.
Jansen knows what he's doing.
How long do you think we'll be here?
Till he's finished.
I don't like it.
Shall I play the gramophone?
Best not.
We don't know how they might react to Gilbert and Sullivan. Oh, God, it's hot.
Jansen!
What's up?
We're hoisting anchor.
But your recruits...
There aren't any recruits. There won't be any recruits. Not here.
What's wrong?
Nothing, Mrs. London.
I'm not a fool.
You better tell us, Jansen.
What was that? They've come for us.
It's a goddamn anchor, pretty.
I'm sorry.
Captain Jansen.
There won't be any recruits because the Cambrian was here yesterday.
So?
She was after Mackenzie's murderers. Captain Lewis and his men went ashore and interviewed Eshigola, the local chief. He denied all knowledge of it. So Lewis burned 5 villages and slaughtered all the pigs.
Oh, Jesus.
Then they opened fire on the people. 3 women were killed and 2 children.
So?
So we'd better be at sea and out of range before nightfall.
That's 7. 7 heads.
Well, what the hell are we waiting for?
I want to go ashore.
Jack!
I want to see for myself.
No! I absolutely forbid it!
Jack! Jack!
Johnny! Lower the whale boat.
What the hell?
Ignore him.
Lower it. Not a chance, sir.
All right. I'll swim for it.
Jack!
Jesus! You damn fool!
Come back!
Jack! Jack!
He's making straight for the shore.
Oh, come back!
Go after him.
Johnny, lower the boat, sir.
He's a strong swimmer. Jack!
Pretty, you're coming with me.
Oh, I can't.
Jack!
Lower the goddamn boat!
Get in the boat, Jack!
Going
to
shore!
I'm ordering you!
Captain, look! For Christ's sake!
3 of them!
Jack! There are 3 natives with rifles!
They won't hurt me!
They're aiming straight at you!
Hit him with the oar, Johnny!
Don't you dare!
Knock him out quick! Did they hit him?
I got him, Captain!
Drag him in!
They shot at us! They shot at us!
Get him in!
Don't worry, Captain.
If he ever does anything like that again...
I can't guarantee it.
He could have been killed. He could have got us all killed.
My husband doesn't live by ordinary rules.
On my ship, he does.
Captain Jansen...
Is he stupid?
He's fearless. Completely fearless.
He's asking for you.
How is he, Martin?
It's a fairly extensive bruise.
Damn fool's lucky the oar hit him before the natives blew his head off.
I think I am aware of your feelings, Captain. Now, if you'll excuse me, my husband needs me.
Damn! What are you looking at?
Don't take it out on me.
You did well, pretty.
Thank you. What do we do now?
We sail round to Malu, other side of the island. We might pick up some boys there. There were signal fires before we left Lunga Lunga, so we can be sure they'll be expecting us.
Maybe even seeing if we dare to land.
Do we dare?
If we don't, we'll never be able to come to Malaita again.
Would that be such a tragedy?
It'll cost your uncle twice as much to recruit from the other islands.
It's worth it. Sail on.
Tell me that when you're actually in charge, Mr. Pretty.
I bet Jansen's furious.
The hell with Jansen. What about you? Jack, talk to me.
It was fun.
You're crazy.
So are you.
You taught me how. Oh, mate, I thought you
I'm fine. The demon white logic's miles away from here tonight.
I'm glad. You should have seen Martin's face.
Promised him an adventure.
He'll never forget it, that's for sure. Oh, mate.
Come here, mate woman.
Hands off, you're sick.
I'm fine, come here.
Oh, Jack.
What would I do without you? You're my mirror. My perfect reflection. My perfect match.
I'd never have guessed.
My mate woman forever and ever.
Yeah, I guess I'm stuck with you, lunkhead.
You bet.
You don't have to keep proving yourself, you know.
Yes, I do, Charmian. You know I do.
Yeah. I guess you do.
Ship on the port side! Ship ahoy!
Who is it?
Can't tell. Looks like the Eugenie.
Keller ship?
I think so.
Good.
Jansen.
You should be in bed.
I'm fine. You have my sincere apologies.
Yeah?
You're the skipper, I'm a passenger. I was out of line.
Right.
It's gonna be a pretty unpleasant few days if you don't forgive me.
No harm done, I guess.
It's the Eugenie for sure. She's signaling.
Company?
A young German, Captain Keller. I'll invite him aboard for dinner. Maybe he knows how things stand at Malwa.
You look like the cat that licked the cream.
What?
And so you should. You did well saving Jack.
You're the second person to tell me that.
Credit where it's due.
Stop, please.
Are you bashful?
Nobody's told me I've done something well for... Well, anyway, it's been a very long time.
Poor Martin.
Oh, don't be sympathetic. I haven't done anything to be congratulated for since 1902. You have a wonderful laugh.
I do.
Yes. You laugh as though you're free.
You know, the sea breeze can get inside a young man's head and make him melancholy. Young men should never be melancholy. Unless they're poets. Are you a poet, Martin?
I'm afraid not.
Activity is the only cure. Now, go and brave my husband in his den and tell him Captain Keller is coming aboard at 7.
Jack, Charmian asked me to tell
you
that
she's... I'm working, Pretty. She knows that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'll go and... Oh, damn. I'm so sorry. Come see
me. Don't worry about it.
No, I'll pick them up.
I said don't worry about it.
Is this it? Your story?
No, it's my last will and testament. Put it down, Pretty.
Jack.
Don't read it. I said don't read it.
It's too late for that now, old chap, I'd say.
Oh, God.
Is this what you think of me, is it, then?
That isn't you.
No. He was a wisp of a man. No, a boy, despite his 26 years. Chinless... Pale as the tropical suit he'd been kitted out with at his grandfather's smart London tailor. He was totally unaware of the world and quite unfitted for it. Beside him sat his sallow aunt, swamped in green brocade, bird-like and vacuous.
It isn't you, Pretty.
You say so.
God damn it.
How dare you?
Can we talk about this later? I'd like to finish my 1,000 words.
You use me! You've used Aunt Rose. You've made us laughing stocks.
Do we have to do this now?
Oh, I'm sorry not to have been more promising subject matter. I won't trouble you any further.
Sit down.
Don't take that tone with
me. Sit down! Right. This isn't you. It's a character called Herbert Buckman.
Who looks like me and has an aunt like me.
He also has tuberculosis. He also has a pregnant girl in New Zealand. He also turns out to be a murderer.
Even so.
He looks like you, sure. Is that so surprising? I've seen a lot of you in the past few days.
He needn't have looked like
me. No, he needn't have. He just did. Relax. It's just a story, Martin.
That doesn't give you the right to take my...
There are bits of Charmian in every woman I write. That doesn't mean every woman I write is Charmian. There are bits of me, too. There are bits of what I had for dinner, bits of what some guy in San Francisco keeps on his dresser. It's a story. It's not real life.
You make it seem real.
Sometimes. Sometimes it's true. Not real. True. Do you get the difference?
What? No, actually.
Okay. Take all the things you've seen, all the things you've done, felt, read, thought, whatever. Now smash them, all of them, into a million tiny, tiny pieces. Are you with me?
Yes.
Now, I have all those fragments of my life in a great pile all around me. And I want to make something new, right? Maybe I have a deadline to achieve. Maybe I'm just too itchy to sit still. What I do is I run my hands through all the fragments and I pick out a few. I put them side by side, and maybe I like what I see, so I pick some more and see if they fit. It's like a mosaic. And on a good day, the picture comes, and the color and the shape. And then I know what other pieces to look for to make it complete.
How does that become true, though?
Generally, it doesn't. Generally, it's something that'll do, that will result in a check that'll pay a bill. I have bills, Martin. But occasionally, I make something that turns out to be more than I thought I knew about. Which surprises me, and which makes me see the world a little differently. And once in a long, long while, someone else feels that way about my work, too.
But if people recognize themselves, if they're hurt...
It's not my responsibility. I know it isn't them. It's just a tiny shard of a mirror in the picture.
I'm sorry. Perhaps I overreacted.
This is what I do, Martin. I don't choose to do it this way. It's the only way I know. I just wish it was easier. You pour me a drink.
Of course. This, Hubert Buckman, was it?
Herbert.
Chinless, you called him?
That was obviously a fragment of someone else.
Ah, right, yes.
Now get the hell out of here while I'm finishing my work.
All right, yes. By the way, Keller's coming over from the Eugenie for dinner.
Good. Maybe I'll have some schnapps.
Going well?
Shh.
Sorry. Tasema? Tasema, is that you?
What is it?
I think Tasema is singing along.
What the hell is she doing here? Where is she?
I'm not sure. Tasema?
Tasema, sorry.
She's hiding under the bed.
She's always hiding.
Tasema, sorry, big fella.
No need Tasema, sorry. Tasema, sing out.
Shush.
Okay, okay. Mrs. Sing out. Tasema, sing out.
Tasema, sing out.
Abide with me, fast falls the eventide.
Fast falls the evening.
Good!
You probably heard the missionaries sing it.
But I'll try something else.
Ma, he's making eyes at me. Ma, he's awful nice to me.
Ma, he's making eyes at me. Ma, he's awful nice to me.
She's really intelligent.
Why wouldn't she be?
Jack, do you think we could buy her and take her home with us?
He's cleaning them, cook them on the beach. Yeah. Great way to start the day.
We're heading the same way, Jensen. I skipped Marlowe's trip. Straight to Binu. Uh-huh.
Have you managed to pick up any recruits?
Oh, not so bad.
Well, maybe the south coast is quieter.
We've been very unlucky.
Ah, I heard. I heard too about you, Mr. London.
Mm-hmm. He's an individualist all the way.
That's good.
Nothing if not individual.
Mr. London, under my pillow, I have a copy of The Seawolf.
My Seawolf? I'm flattered.
Oh, a very exciting adventure, Mr. London. I read it in German, of course.
That won't do, Keller.
No.
No. I don't get so many royalties.
Next time I read in English. Good.
Yes, please.
Have some schnapps.
Love some.
I was in Few last week. Mm-hmm. Heard a funny story, I tell ya.
Right. Yeah.
Well, there was this saltwater bushman.
Sorry?
A bushman by birth, but living by the sea.
Right. Two bushmen come down to this boy while he work in his garden, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They be friendly, and after a while suggest kai-kai, dinner. Yeah?
I know kai-kai. Yes.
So, the boy builds a fire and starts to boil taro. Mm. He bends over the pot like this, yeah? One of the bushmen shoots himself in the head with a Schneider. Bang! What a mess! The other one skewers him on a spear as they clean and roast him and have him for dinner.
Is Few near Marlow?
Quite near.
My God. I don't ever want to be shot with a Schneider. A spread. You could drive a horse and carriage through the hole in his head.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Keller.
Oh, he's asleep. So's your wife. So's Captain Jansen.
Yes, it was a tough day.
It was awful.
Oops!
Oh, belly belong, Keller, sing out my word.
Have another drink.
You know, I don't think I can find my mouth. I feel wonderful.
Good.
I'm going to conquer the world. I'm going to take all those little pieces you told me about, and I'm going to make myself something true.
You do that.
I'm going to live forever.
No, you won't. You'll die.
Oh, Jack.
And it won't matter a damn.
It will to me.
No, it won't. You'll be dead. You won't know.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'll be dead. I won't know. If my father could see me now.
And what do you approve?
Oh, he's never approved of anything I've ever done, miserable old goat. Do you know, I've never said that out loud before.
Was it hard to say?
No. He's a miserable old goat. Miserable, old, bad-tempered goat. I expect your father's proud of you. Jack?
My father wasn't my father.
What was he then?
John London? He was a good man. I never told him. I found out.
You found out what?
My real father was a con man. Bill Cheney. I should be called Jack Cheney.
Jack Cheney? That's very nice.
He was an astrologer. He gave lectures in dance halls. When my mama found out she was pregnant, he wanted her to get rid of it, with me. She wouldn't. She wanted him to marry her. When he didn't, she tried to shoot herself. When that didn't work, she took opium. He left for Oregon. She had me. And I found out I was 19. I was trying to be a writer. Nobody wanted my stuff. I borrowed a bicycle and cycled to Portland. I found Bill Cheney.
We are making changes to the way BBC radio streams are distributed online, and this stream will stop working by mid-2023. Where possible, our streams will be updated to continue working, However, some older devices may no longer be able to play BBC Radio Internet streams. If you have concerns about the availability of BBC Radio on your device, please contact the manufacturer. If you are listening on web or mobile, this service can be streamed on BBC Sounds.
I got frostbite, but I didn't find any gold.
Oh, that's a pity.
No, I found something else. We were on Lake Tagish. A freeze was starting. Many, many wolves. As the thermometer dropped, the wolves came in closer to the campfires. Night after night, a couple of feet closer. I started losing dogs to them. We had to get down to Dawson City for the winter. We didn't have much chance, but you take the hand you're dealt. We built a boat, the Yukon Belle. Built her in 2 weeks. Decided we'd take her down through Box Canyon, through the main of the White Horse Rapids. Not a boat that year had made it through those rapids. I took the helm. We hit the white water and I screamed.
What a...
I was so scared. But I held on and I kept steering. And we made it to Dawson. It was the first time I didn't feel like a bum. I felt like a man as we sailed in. They were out on the quay cheering us on. I knew that that would make a story. Back in California, it did. I called it the Belle of the Yukon. The Overland Monthly bought it for $25, got me started as a writer. This time, I went to Portland by rail. I turned up at the hotel in my best suit. A magazine clutched like a trophy in my hand. Look, Dad, look what it did. I banged on Bill Cheney's door. A woman opened it. Scrawny, sad little woman with washed out eyes. Bill's gone away, she said. He won't be back. On the train home, I fell into conversation with a salesman. He didn't know me from Adam. Suddenly, he pulled out a copy of the Overland Monthly from his coat and gave it to me. Read this, he said. There's a great story called The Belle of the Yukon. You know what? I didn't care that he liked it. There was only one person I wanted to like it. Up there in the Yukon, sometimes it'd just get white. Totally white. We called it the white silence. Everything real sharp, see? You look at a thing and you see it for what it really is. Sometimes I can still find that white silence. And sometimes it just comes looking for me. Sometimes it's in the night. Sometimes it comes up at you from the bottom of the glass. The white logic. It's beautiful, like bleached bone. Everything stripped away. I have everything to make me glad I'm alive. I'm filled with dreams and mysteries. I'm warm. I have food galore, power, wealth, recognition, good health. I do my bit of good for others. I have a woman I love, children back home at school. And none of it matters. The only value life has is what
you invent for it.
Sure, you want to keep going, not for any reason, just to keep going. The big eat the little to keep going, the strong eat the weak to keep their strength. The lucky eat the most and keep on longest, and that is all. I bet Bill Cheney's dead by now. Is he? Pretty. Pretty? Their health, pretty.
May 23rd. I discovered last night that Malaitans don't believe in natural death. No one is ever known to die a natural death. The only way to die is by tomahawk, bullet, or spear thrust. Anything else is a clear case of having been charmed to death. And the dead man's family has to take revenge on the family responsible for setting the charm. So perhaps it's no wonder nobody dies a natural death. It's a curious notion, and rather charming in its way, but with the Malaitans already unsettled by the actions of Captain Lewis and the Cambrian, I'm, dare I admit it, a little apprehensive about landing at Malu tomorrow. I won't show it, though. I never show it.
Down, for Christ's sake.
Oh, Jesus, they're noisy.
They're excited. They're nearly home.
Maybe it's your head, Jack.
Where's Pretty?
He hasn't come on deck this morning.
Englishmen and whiskey don't mix.
Englishmen, whiskey, wine, and schnapps.
Are you criticizing?
Do I ever criticize?
Hold the noise down!
Fellas belong Malu, sing out too much.
So, how does it look?
Set fair so far.
That's a good anchorage.
Good to get into. That's an ugly reef. Makes it harder to get out.
Drop anchor, sir.
Drop anchor, Johnny.
Can we go ashore?
Maybe.
Canoe off the poor bow, sir.
It's a white man.
Morning, Caulfield!
Ahoy, Johnson!
St. John Caulfield, the missionary here.
Permission to come aboard?
I'll be furious if you don't.
What? Oh, God.
Pretty! Visitor!
Oh, I'm going to die.
Wakey, wakey, rise and shine.
Do you have to be so loud?
Is it safe to go ashore, Reverend Caulfield?
Oh, it's fine, as long as you're careful. The Cambrian was here, but there was no trouble. They're just a little, subdued.
Subdued is how I like them. I'll get the boys ashore.
You'll pick up maybe another 20.
I could do with 30.
We can go ashore, Jack.
As long as you're armed and you don't do anything silly. What's all that noise?
Jansen's landing the boys.
Coffee, Reverend.
Oh, what a treat. I haven't had coffee in 3 months.
I'll leave you some.
No, the boys will steal it. They trade it. It'll cause trouble. I haven't entirely saved them yet.
How long have you been here?
6 years. I'm the first missionary to stay in Malu more than 3 months. Fever got the others. But I seem to have a strong constitution.
You've made it your home?
No, it's not my home. But there's good work to do.
You see, Pretty, I told you there were opportunities.
Not quite my thing, Jack.
Well, the mission's reasonably safe. It's out on a spit of land, and my boys keep it guarded. The natives regard it as tambo.
Tambo?
Taboo. A magic place. They'd only attack it if it was really serious.
Yes, Captain Keller was telling us about a terrible murder.
And for you.
Oh, that's old news. Must have been 3 weeks ago.
Oh, this gets worse.
There was a bad one last week. An Australian trader. He got careless. Let the beggars get behind him. It was a Mary, too, apparently. That's a woman. nice, harmless female who eased up behind him and slit his throat.
No more stories, please.
Then Chief Ishigola marched into one of the mission dining rooms and tossed his freshly severed head down on the long table. Mm. Poor chap had been eating there the night before.
I guess it didn't help the mission boys' appetites.
Could say so.
Martin, are you coming ashore with us?
No.
Of course he is. The swim will set you up for the day.
I don't want to be set up.
You're coming, pretty, and that's that.
Oh.
A waterfall!
You could swim here.
I race you to the falls, pretty.
Let me get my shirt off.
Will you swim, Captain?
No, Johnny and I will keep guard.
Don't splash me! Come on! Stick up for yourself!
I better get in that pool before war breaks out.
What do you think?
I think it's all right. They're all down on the beach.
Oh, unless they saw us heading this way.
It's glorious!
We should have brought a ball!
Come on, Martin!
I'm fine here, thank
you.
That's
great!
That's me! Hurry up, Martin!
Captain?
Leave me alone!
Stop you, fella! What name belong you?
It's Caulfield!
Oh.
I'll get you in a minute, all right?
Well, they're having a high old time.
I'd get them back on board if I were you.
Trouble?
Yes, Chief Couple.
That bastard.
He's prowling near the beach with quite a gang.
I thought the government were trying to do something about him.
They have to catch him first.
Caulfield, come on in, it's great!
Hello, Mr. London! We've got your recruits. Get back on board. I wouldn't spend the night here.
Come on! Time to go!
Captain... Oh, God, no.
It's worse than I thought. Hurry!
Come on! Now!
What are they, the lights? Here we are, man!
Power of rising dog!
English!
You said drumming meant war.
Did I say that?
I don't like this wind, Captain!
Is that what's happening?
Get below, Mr. Pretty. We're hoisting anchor.
Is that what's happening?
I'll give you a hand.
God damn it, the wind's all over the place.
We'll get there.
Will somebody tell me what's going on?
Get below!
But I want to know...
he says, Pretty.
I need...
Now!
Heep to!
What if we go aground?
We won't go aground.
Seven heads, remember?
Martin, stop it.
We'll never get past that reef.
We'll be fine.
The wind's all wrong. I heard him say
Martin.
So. Seven heads.
Martin, shut up.
Don't you shout at
shut
me.
Shut up.
I'm sorry.
We play the hand we're dealt, Martin.
Right, sir.
Ah!
Oh! Ah!
Sylvia!
Are you hurt?
No.
Pretty.
I don't think so.
Get on deck. Get revolvers. We need you.
Right.
Sweet Jesus.
War canoes, Mrs. Lumber.
So many of them.
How did they get here so quickly?
Anything goes aground here, they reckon it's theirs.
150 feet, Captain.
Seven heads.
Yes, pretty, we know.
Let them get to 100 feet, then fire.
Are we going to sink?
I don't think it's that bad, but we're fast on this reef.
125.
You got enough ammunition?
Yeah.
Jack.
What is it now, pretty?
I've got dynamite here. Any use?
Good thinking.
100.
Fire!
You've done it. They've stopped.
Now all we have to do is keep them there.
They've got Schneiders.
Yes, but they're lousy shots. They'll only use them at short range.
What do we do now?
Try pray.
Captain, starboard stern.
Well, you said pray.
It's Caulfield.
Good old Caulfield.
Get back over on boat. Oh, get back over on boat. You get bullied. Bullied, the long boat. Close out too much. Think fast, bullied. You get bullied. Sammy!
Go on, man.
You think you get heads? You think you get kai kai? No head! No kai kai! Pull it! Head belong you, yes! Pull it belong boat! You kill captain! I drink your blood! You dead! My word, dead! Too much! Canoe walkabout! Canoe walkabout to land! Now! Canoe walkabout!
I don't believe it.
You've done it. They're pulling back.
Fire into the air.
I'm impressed.
Fire up.
How long do we have?
Not long enough.
Reverend Caulfield, you were magnificent.
Oh, it's not bad, was I?
I put the whaleboat out to stop us going on any further, but we're not going to get off this reef by ourselves.
Can you land the recruits? Get some weight off.
They're very jumpy.
I'll see to them. Mrs. London, you should go ashore.
What?
Collect your valuables and I'll have you rowed to the mission.
I'm staying with Jack.
No, you'll be safe at the mission.
My boy Moses will look after you.
I won't leave you.
I'll go with you. I'll protect you.
Good man, pretty.
Unless I'm needed here.
The crew know what to do.
I'm staying with Jack.
I won't be here.
What? What are you talking about?
You're going to lend me your canoe, Caulfield.
London, look, this is no time
Keller
for...
Keller and the Eugenie can't be more than 5-6 miles away. We know he's heading for Benu. I can get there in 2 hours.
Not you.
Then who? Caulfield? Pretty? You can't abandon ship. Who else?
Well, anything could happen to you.
The Eugenie can tow us off this reef in a matter of hours. What else are we going to do?
Jack's right. Let's go.
But look,
let's
it's not...
Let's go!
London!
You got everything?
Be careful.
You know me.
Exactly.
I come to the mission and cook you breakfast. Wait and see.
I'll look after her, Jack.
I don't need looking after.
Oh, all right. You look after me.
It's the recruits. Caulfield's doing his stuff. Once he's calmed them down, Jansen will ferry them back to shore.
Your uncle's not going to have many workers.
I'm certainly learning the family business, aren't I?
Time to go.
Yeah.
Mate woman.
I know.
Get a good night's sleep. You'll need it.
Stop, fella!
What name belong you?
Moses.
Me, Moses. What name belong you?
Me, big fella, white missus, belong ship. Big fella Caulfield belong God, he send. Me and big fella master stay mission.
What name?
Pretty. Savvy? You, Moses, me, pretty.
Savvy. Hello, big fella missus. You welcome. You walk about, go mission now. Danger, eat too much.
Thank you.
Me, I walk about. Look, my eye belong me.
Good.
Sir?
Yes?
You lucky man.
Me?
Big fella missus, very good. Belong you. Very good.
I think one of us should feel flattered.
Let's not decide who, huh?
I'll lead the way. I think that's Caulfield's hut up ahead.
I wonder how Jack's doing.
We were marching through Georgia. Hurrah! Hurrah! We bring the jubilee. Hurrah! Hurrah! The flag that makes you free. So we sang the chorus from Atlanta to the sea.
Get some sleep. I'll bed down on the veranda.
I don't think either of us is going to get much sleep tonight.
Well, I can keep watch.
Moses is keeping watch. This place is Tambo, remember?
Unless it's a really serious attack.
Is that what Caulfield said?
That's what he said.
I wish I'd brought my journal.
Then you keep a journal.
Give me something to do.
What would you write?
At this moment, you don't want to know.
Are you frightened?
I'm not exactly happy. Are you?
Well, it hasn't been like that, has it? There's been so much to do. It's all been so breathless and so...
Yeah?
So damned interesting.
That's life with the Londons, all right.
You know, I've never talked to any other woman the way I can talk to you.
You will, Martin.
Jack's a bloody lucky man.
You're sweet.
Sweet? Huh.
Good friend.
Thank you. I didn't expect this, did you?
Which particular part of it?
Well, Jansen told us it was a cannibal island, and there were all the stories, Keller, Caulfield, but I didn't really take in what they meant.
No, it's all too real.
I should have expected it.
Why?
It was outside your experience. You couldn't be expected to know, really know, what it would be like.
Well, I'm not regretting I came. Don't think that. It's just not how I thought it would be.
Nothing ever is.
Well, that's not true. Oxford was what I expected. Better, perhaps. Aunt Rose's house was exactly as I pictured it, even down to the antimacassars my mother embroidered. Antimacassars on the chairs and palm trees outside.
People take their security with them.
Well, you don't.
I'm married to Jack London.
I'm really pleased I met you both.
Oh, Martin.
I want you to know that, in case we die.
We're not going to die.
We might.
Yes. We might.
I'll do my best to protect you.
I know. Well, if we're not going to get any sleep, and I very much doubt Mr. Caulfield has whiskey, do you know any good word games?
Ring the good old bugle, boys. We'll sing another song. Sing it with the spirit that will start the world along. Sing it as we used to sing it 50,000 strong while we were marching through Georgia. Where the hell are you, killer? Hurrah, hurrah, we bring the jubilee. Hurrah, hurrah, the flag that makes you free.
My aunt introduced him to me 7, 8 years ago. 8. She'd taken up with this new young literary lion, and she invited us both for lunch. Young's Restaurant on Montgomery. I had no idea how much he was going to change my life.
Well, it wasn't love at first sight, then?
No. Love was a long time coming. He was married, for one thing.
I can't imagine him being married to someone else.
Thank you. I don't remember anything about the conversation. Anything about him, really, except those big eyes, gray as the soft gray cloth of his suit. What I remember is... Oh, this sounds silly.
Well, say it anyway.
He was the gentlest man I had ever met.
Jack?
I told you it would sound silly.
No, it doesn't square with what I've seen. He's so...
Masculine, yeah. Strong, tough, determined. All those things. Maybe it's something only a woman would see.
I hope one day someone loves me the way you love Jack.
Do you remember that bit in Wuthering Heights where Kathy doesn't know Heathcliff is listening?
It's a long time since I read it.
If all the world were to vanish and only Heathcliff remain, I would still be alive. But if Heathcliff vanished and only the world remained, I could no longer continue to be. Something like that. Not as a pleasure any more than I am always a pleasure to myself, but as my own being. She knew a lot, Emily Bronte. For a poor, sick little virgin living miles from civilization.
What the hell?
Call Moses.
Stay here.
I'm coming with you.
Stay here.
What?
Shh. Where's the bloody revolver?
There.
Right. Moses? Moses!
I don't like the look of those fires.
As long as they don't spread down the promontory.
Are you sure the mission's safe?
It's safer than here.
What's that?
One got too close, Captain.
You didn't kill him, did you?
No, but I sure as hell scared the little runt.
Don't kill anyone unless it's unavoidable. I have to live with these people.
Not after this, surely.
No, it's even after this.
Where the hell is Jack?
There's no sign of Moses. I don't know where he can have got to. Oh, Jesus.
Well, I'll be long, white missus.
Has he touched you?
No.
Put down the rifle. Put down the rifle.
Fella belong white missus.
Shoot him?
Well, maybe he belongs to the mission.
Does he look like he belongs to the mission?
Tambo. This place, Tambo. Belong big white fella master belong God. Tambo.
Not Tambo. White Mrs. Kai Kai.
Oh, you're probably a better shot than he is.
I can't.
Kai Kai. Very good. My word.
Shoot him.
No!
Was ist das?
Ahoi there!
Kapitän?
Was? Keller, is that you?
My God. London! Jack London!
We need your help!
Come aboard! Er ist ein Übermensch.
Tighter.
We'll cut off his circulation.
Do you think I care? Tie him tighter.
He's badly wounded. He might die.
I don't believe I'm hearing this.
Charmian.
Put the son of a bitch out of his misery.
Of course not.
He tried to kill us.
But that's no reason to...
Shoot him.
I couldn't possibly.
Stop being so goddamn English.
He's out of action. He's wounded. I'm not going to kill him in cold blood.
He's a cannibal. And the rest of them will show up soon.
If there were others, they'd have been here by now.
Give me the gun.
No.
Give it to me.
No.
Oh, you're pathetic.
Very probably.
He's going to bleed to death in any case.
We'll bandage him as best we can.
Forget it.
I'm in charge here.
Says who?
We'll bind up his wound and we'll talk to him. Keep him awake.
In God's name, why?
It's the only thing to do.
Kill him.
This is a mission. A house of God. We can't kill him here.
Captain Jansen. Starboard bow, Captain Jansen.
Lord be praised!
Is that what I think it is?
It's the Eugenie! Thanks be to God, it's the Eugenie! He's done it! Jack's done it!
And God, he speak. You been eaten, this fella apple. Adam, he speak. No, me no been eaten. God, he speak. What name you gammon along me? You been eaten. And Adam, he speak. Yes, me been eaten.
He's out cold.
Not quite. And God, big fella master, he cross along Adam Eve, two fella too much. And he speak, you two fella finish along me altogether. You go catch and bockis belong you, and get to hell along scrub. So, Adam Eve, these two fella go along scrub. And God, he make em one big finish all around garden. You're right. He's out cold. I tried.
Yeah. I taught you the lingo well.
Well, I made some of it up as I went along.
I don't suppose he noticed.
There weren't any others.
I think I panicked.
Yes. Poor Moses.
Must have been quick. I don't suppose he knew much about it.
Knife to the throat.
I don't.
My worst nightmare.
He was doing his duty. Protecting us.
He was doing it for Caulfield and God.
I didn't know you were so religious.
Neither did I.
Is he still breathing?
Yes. Sun will be up soon.
Jack will come and find us.
What will you tell him?
You promised to protect me.
Yes.
I haven't come to any harm.
No. So there's no need to mention any of this, is there?
Thank you, Martin.
My pleasure.
Was it?
What?
Your pleasure?
Have some schnapps.
Oh, I love some.
Thank you. Now, a toast to Jack London for his bravery, his strength, and his spirit.
Hear, hear.
Anyone would have done it.
Not everyone could have done it. 10 miles at least, in darkness alone, no man.
I knew where you were heading.
Even so.
Don't embarrass me.
Now, we sail to Isabel. I drop you there and come back to tow the Minota. Jansen is out of danger now that we have him off the reef.
Thank God you were there.
I'm just grateful nothing happened to you.
Caulfield has an extra patient for his hospital.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
Did something happen?
Nothing.
Mate woman?
We can't lie, Martin.
It was nothing, really.
Charmian.
An entirely uneventful episode.
One of the mission boys hurt himself. Martin looked after him.
Thank God you didn't have to shoot anyone, huh, pretty?
Hey, pretty is English. Has experience, eh? Shooting peasants.
What?
Peasants. And grouse. I say something wrong.
May 26. So, we leave Malaita behind us. And Captain Jansen. I never did get to hear his story. Jack, of course, is full of the joy of living. He's proved himself again. His face glows with it. He looks like some Viking god. And how he crowed when he discovered I had finally developed my first sore. And they're right. It hurts like hell. Martin has been very quiet since we left Malaita. We all slept for 24 hours or so, but it's not just that.
So, there she is. Isabel Island.
The parting of the ways. It's been good, Jack.
I promised you an adventure.
Well, you certainly did.
Well, stay on Isabel a while. Get the Snark sailed over here. Maybe even get rid of a few of these damn sores.
Don't expect miracles.
What will you do? You still don't know, huh?
Oh, yes. I'm going to learn how to run my uncle's plantation.
You giving in?
Quite the opposite. My uncle will still be ghastly, I know that. But I'm going to play the hand I was dealt. Makes more sense than running away from the game, don't you think? And oddly enough, I think I might be rather good at it.
What are you two looking so intense about?
Pretty's future.
Oh, I don't think you need to worry about that.
Isabel Island! Straight ahead!
In Meeting Jack by Sean McKenna, Jack was William Hope, Charmian, Teresa Gallagher, and Martin Priddy, Jonathan Keeble. Captain Jansen was Paul Hertzberg, the Reverend Caulfield, David Collins, Captain Keller, Paul Jenkins, Johnny, John Hartley, and Aunt Rose, Zulema Dean. Billy and Moses were played by Vincent Ebrahim, Roberts, John Turner, Tesema, Sandra James Young, and the Malaitan, Hakeem K. Kazim. Meeting Jack was directed by Andy Jordan.